News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first, we're going to talk about dog fouling. Katie Harrington, journalist in the Indo, writing this morning about how it's a scourge and how much it bothers her. She says it's an issue in Ireland that has somewhat radicalised her. She talks about chasing one woman with a dog poo bag because she was on her phone and pretended to be on her phone, or at least didn't bother picking up the fouling that her dog had left. And it sends her into a seething internal rage, she says.
External rage too, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah. And she goes on to talk about the need to do something more about this. And Ciara, it was very much brought into point by an article in the Sunday Independent yesterday, but they were saying there was 37 fines issued last year for dog fouling. So in other words, the vast majority of this goes completely and utterly unpunished.
Pretty much all of it.
All we have are signs telling us, oh, this is very illegal now, don't be doing that, and no enforcement whatsoever, which means that if you are one of the people who pretends to be on their phone or ignores Fido as he does his business on the footpath outside the school, nothing's going to happen to you.
Yeah, I agree. And I also do think there is something about pretending to be on the phone, because it seems to me anyone I see who leaves their dog poo around the place is always on the phone at the time. I think there's no one on the end of that line. I think they just like, oh, I'm on the phone, I don't have to do anything. I don't know why being on the phone is a get out of jail free card.
It's a very, very bad excuse, to be fair.
Totally. And in fact, we had a text earlier from somebody who was blind who said, if they can pick up, which they do, their guide dog's dog poo as a blind person, why can't other people do it? And you know, absolutely. I don't know why people do this. It is gross. It's particularly gross if you have kids in a buggy and that goes on the wheels. Wheelchair users, small kids who are actually prone to
even
falling
your
over. I know.
And
it's gross. And why? And I know what you're saying. And you're completely right, by the way, about the abysmally low, kind of ludicrously low level of fines. But at the end of the day, a dog warden can't be everywhere. I mean, there are dogs everywhere. I live in a town where it seems to me it's almost mandatory to have a dog, and there are just dogs walking everywhere. I love dogs, by the way, great things, but pick up the poo, and there can't be wardens everywhere. So this has got to be about personal responsibility, surely, to God as well.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully nobody has texted in yet, as normally would happen, suggesting we do a DNA analysis of dog poo.
Oh yeah, we get that a lot. Yeah.
We do get that a lot, and that is as unfeasible as 37 convictions. Ultimately, this is about owner's responsibility, yeah, and abdication of that responsibility. And we want to know how you tackle it. How do you deal?
I think you make it socially unacceptable, which basically means be careful. Don't do it to the people now with the XL bullies and the tattoo on their face. But what I would say to you is, in general, I think you should say to somebody, and by the way, I think you missed your dog poo. You think your dog's just crapped on the street.
Do you want one of me dog bags to pick that up?
Here is one of my dog. Just hand them a dog bag. I think we should do something.
Let us know what you think this morning. 53106 for 30 cents. You can WhatsApp us for free. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.